VWA Mobile.
For HKX, morning, Steve.
Patrick, just the man I want to talk to. I heard you on the radio yesterday evening, but I didn't want to interrupt you. But hey, we're going to make it over there to the field day Saturday?
Probably not going to make it this time because I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon to go get my truck.
Now, wait a minute now. Hold on. Now, you've got to get your priorities straight. What's more important, making a living or getting a ham thing going?
I'm making a living.
I don't blame you, son. Congratulations on going and getting your truck. So what are you doing, leaving on Friday morning?
Leave tomorrow afternoon. Just so happens a buddy of mine's buying a truck about 2 hours north of where I'm going, so we're going to rent a car and drive up. Grab his truck, come back down, grab mine, and then run all the way back home.
Wow. Same kind of truck?
For exactly what he's going after, we were just talking about it, and it just happened to work out, I mean, perfect, to where both of us were heading the exact same place, pretty much. So couldn't ask for anything any better.
So where in Kansas are you headed?
Going to Missouri. He's buying a truck in St. Louis, and I'm buying one about 2 hours south of there.
For south. What is that, Memphis?
Not quite. It's halfway between St. Louis and Memphis, so it might not be quite 2 hours, but you never know with Google Maps.
Well, that's good news, bud. That's real good news. Well, So what do you think it'll take you, 2 days to get it straightened up, fixed up the way you want it?
Sure, I'm not going to rush it since the week of the 4th of July is usually a down week for us anyway. I'm just going to wait and take that week off and do everything then. That way when I come out, I'm ready to go and don't have to worry about it.
So listen, the first week, what does it take you to make all your stops? 1 week?
After that, we're set up to run daily routes.
Week, bud, you ought to put balloons and streamers on the thing with a banner that says, "My new truck."
I'm going to get me one that says, "My new truck." Please don't hit it.
Well, listen. According to the insurance companies, you have so many accidents, so many thousand miles, okay? Same thing with riding a motorcycle. In a motorcyclist's career, the odds say that you are going to go down once in 10 years. Just depends on how bad. Well, I went down in 2000. Yep, spring of 2000. And so I've had my insurance quota, and on the vehicle, I've got about 2.5 million miles under my belt, and I have beat their odds severely. So I've been very fortunate. So now you've had yours, and you ought to be pretty much set to go, brother, as far as the odds go.
Hope so. Can't stand enough, much more of this here, what's going on.
You'll get that thing back down and it'll be in good shape, and you'll just be motivating along and it'll get real good again. I can see it coming.
Pray you're right, because if not, I don't know what I'm going to do. Not having a truck and everything going on has cut my business about in half already.
How bad has the supply chain cut you?
Me any favors, that's for sure.
What everybody's got to realize is Snap-on and some of those other guys are not doing any better either, are they?
Not. We're all having supply issues. It's just what we have in stock and do we have it at the time they need it. So I mean, that's just all there is to it right now.
Specialty stuff that's in real, real shortage?
Really, I mean, that stuff you can usually get fairly easy. It's the normal everyday stuff that we're having trouble, sockets and things like that that break. Just can't get it in a timely manner.
So they have to run down to Lowe's to pick up that 5/8 inch Craftsman, huh?
But, I mean, it's just, it's everything. And a lot of it's where these companies have went to the just-in-time. You know, they're not keeping any inventory. So, I mean, that's what you get.
Point of need inventorying. And that works out just fine if you're building cars and you got a reliable supply chain. But if you don't have a reliable supply chain that can drop it in your lap in a screaming hurry, forget that business. You're done. You know, it's like going into Lowe's and they didn't have certain types of lumber or wood or stuff like that. I just look right at those people and say, well, if you can't sell it, you can't make a profit.
This is pretty much an impulse buy business, so if you ain't got it, you're going to miss the sale, especially if you have to say, oh, I'll order it. So you're losing that one, so inventory is a lot of it.
Now, you carried that heavy an inventory on your truck. Man, I tell you, that no wonder that you got to have such a heavy truck.
Fairly small guy, and I'm carrying around a quarter mil.
Hey. Well, I hope you got good security on that truck.
Hence the reason I drive it home every night, too, and don't leave it down here.
You had a really good, secure place to park it, would you?
Would, if the location would work for me. The problem I found when I first started, I had something like that, and I was having to drive to the bottom side of my route first thing in the morning and then turn around and drive back, so it was causing me to work another hour and a half every day, so that was just adding up a whole lot.
What route start in the morning?
What day? But I need a location toward the upper end of the county, Traveler's Rest, somewhere down 25, right through there, and just can't find a good location anymore.
Well, something over towards where I am would not work for you then, would it?
No, I don't know exactly where you're at in Inman. It just kind of depends on how quick it would take me to get to my route. So, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do there. I'd just have to look at it and see.
Do you know Highway 11 at 14?
Yeah, I know where it's at.
KN4VWA. Well, if you go out Highway 11 towards Campabella, about a quarter of a mile, and turn right, that's New Cut Road, and I'm down New Cut Road about 4 miles. And if you get back on Highway 11 right there, you could be on Highway 25. Matter of fact, you could pop over to 417 and be on Highway 25 just north of Traveler's Rest in about 10 minutes.
On that Landrum area up there, and I had Landrum and Traveler's Rest all in one day, and I was traveling 11 to 25 back and forth. It takes you about, in the truck, about 20-25 minutes to get there. That's not too bad a drive. You're not too far from that Sphinx that's right there on the corner then.
You're exactly right. Yep.
It's about back toward Campabella from that area. But I know down, up and down 14 and out 11 pretty well.
Country out there, you know, it's still, it's still open enough to where you can go out there and, like I did, find yourself a nice plot of land and just sit down in the middle of it, do whatever you want to do as long as it's legal.
After that, that's the way I like to live. I don't mind people being close, but you stay over there, I'll stay over here, and that, we'll keep it at that.
Man, that donkey, my closest neighbor's like a half a mile away.
I've got neighbors that are fairly close, but they keep to theirself and I keep to myself. But if we need a hand from one another, hey, we're there to help, but that's it. We're not in each other's business. We know each other's names or families, but that's it. You know, we're not trying to be friends or anything like that.
Perfect. That's just about the way it is up at my place. Except my next door neighbor, he's trying to play Farmer John. Let's put it this way. He's trying to play Farmer John, and that boy's about as mechanical. Every time he puts his bush hog on his Kubota, I have to go over and help him.
That's a pretty easy attachment to put on. I've done it quite a bit by myself when I was a teenager. But hey, Steve, before I forget, did you ever call Chad?
Yes, sir-eedy-deedy. We got that issue worked out.
I just want to make sure that you've got my text message and had got a hold of him.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got to call the boy back here. I need to talk to him a little bit more.
I get back in time Saturday, I'll give you a call or shoot you a text about it, you know, if I can meet up or not. But I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm at my next stop. So I'm going to say 7-3s for a little while. KO4, I'll be clear on your mind.
Roger. Hey, was there somebody else that was interested in going with us besides W4NGU, Phil?
RCL, Russell.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I'll give that boy a holler, too. Yeah, he fit in perfect up there. He ain't right.
So you take care. 7-3s to you, Steve. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
73s, go make some money. KN4VWA, I'm clear. GU, KN4VWA. 2RCL, KN4VWA.
Talked to you this morning.
Can anybody else hear that racket in that QRM that just popped in? Oh, hey, Dave.
Hey, yeah. So how you doing this morning, KB4CBA?
Fine. I'm trying to round up a posse to go up there to the field day and look a little bit on Saturday. You want to go?
Yeah, I thought I'd drop in. I can't tell you exactly when that'll be, but I just want to see what it's all about.
Phil, W4NGU, and me and K2RCL Russell, we're going to ride over there sometime on Saturday. And I'm thinking, I got to get the times on it. But I'm thinking, 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. It's not pouring down rain. I don't know what the forecast is. I haven't even looked. But anyway, yeah, they'll be up and running all night once they get it set up.
Matter of fact, I'm kind of hoping during that time frame. Do you remember Rick DiOrio?
Name does not sound familiar.
In our class, and let's see, who was that? Oh, it was W4NGU. Phil had sent me the. He had some pictures of his camper at a campsite for field day, and I'm gonna see if I can't hit him.
Hey, do you know what frequency he's on? Band.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try to contact him through Facebook and see if I can't, you know, set up a time one morning when I can turn my new beam to the west. He's out in Texas.
Beam marked it for you.
Imagine it's more propagation than the beam, but I talked to a guy in Japan just like I was sitting next to him yesterday morning.
Are you running barefoot or you, do you have a amp?
A 600 watt. Though is that I could hear him. I could never hear anybody in Japan before.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody from Japan. I was just trying to think. So that's a fur piece. I'd like to talk to somebody in Australia.
Well, I hit a guy in it was funny. He was talking to a guy in California, and I piped in, and I got both of them. He was in Perth, Australia. And the other guy was in some little San Jacinto or some or other town out in California. I talked to him, too. That was, let's see, what did I hit the other night that was 8,000 miles? No, not 8,000 miles. It was 10,900 miles. I'm trying to remember what that was. I think it was a guy in India.
KB4CBA. Well, you know, it's funny, I'll look on, I've got QRZ and Logbook of the World pulled up at the same time, and I'll enter their calls in both of them, and they give me, different distances, away from my location. So I don't know which one's right.
Just using the N3FJP. I find that to be fairly accurate, and especially on the headings. I can take that beam and dial around and listen to the signal as it comes around. Sure enough, that beam is... I do real good with it. And I get the best signal strength on the bearing for the beam from N3FJP.
Is that software?
Yeah, you've never used N3FJP?
That seems like that's what comes up on my screen when Logbook of the World is loading.
You're running N3FJP and it's logging over to Logbook of the World.
So I guess I can trust that. So, all right. Well, that's good to know. I just kind of wondered which one was more accurate. I can't remember what it was. I looked at, someone I was talking to, and I was checking into the 80-meter net, and they were either in Columbia or Monk's Corner or somewhere like that, and it said it was, I forget what it was, 250 miles away. I knew that wasn't right, so I said, something's not right here.
We need to get a lawyer and sue him. Oh, me. Well, I'm headed down to pick up Craig this morning, and he's going to come up and hang out with us while we build today.
Headed out to the tennis court. See if I can get some tennis in today, and get some exercise. I'll probably do a little workout while I'm there. And since I haven't done my workout this week, they're gonna be mad at me.
Just proud of you for being up and awake this early.
I've been getting up a little bit earlier most of the time. Sometimes I sleep in, but actually woke up about 7:20, so I just went and got up, and I probably could have gone back to sleep, but you know, knowing that that I had tennis at 9 o'clock, you know, I couldn't have stayed in the bed much longer anyway.
I hear you. I know what you mean. Well, I'm pulling in here at Craig's place, so let me jump out and run in there and grab the boy. I may hit you on the way out of here, okay?
Well, I'm almost there, but I'll be there. I'll be here a few more minutes. KB4CBA.
KN4VWA, clear.